You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Parakill. Today's episode is for November 2023.
The Standard's Desk of News is where we take a brief look at some of the news about standards and standards in the news. You can find the links to some of this month's stories in the show notes. Hey, Cindy Parakill.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have the Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is the Standard's Desk of News. News about standards and standards in the news. This time for November 2023.
Yes, and we start with ISO and IEC expanding its work on artificial intelligence.
We do. New projects on artificial intelligence, or AI, were announced recently at the biannual plenary for the joint IEC and ISO Committee on AI, which is Subcommittee 42, or SC 42. In developing international standards for AI, SC 42 considers the entire AI ecosystem by looking at technology, business, regulatory and policy requirements, as well as ethical and societal concerns. The biannual plenary, which took place in Austria's capital, Vienna, brought together more than 250 experts from 60 countries. The new projects announced by SC42 included the creation of two new joint working groups, one on functional safety in AI systems and another on natural language processing systems. At the plenary, progress was also made on a number of key international standards, including the soon-to-be-published ISO-IEC 42001, which will be the world's first certifiable management system standard for AI. SC42 also approved the creation of a handbook aimed at assisting SMEs looking to use 42001. Now, from AI to more letters, this time HDR TV.
The International Telecommunications Union, or ITU, has won the Engineering, Science and Technology Emmy Award. It was awarded for the development of a radio communication standard for high dynamic range television, or HDR TV. Given by the Television Academy, the award recognizes the groundbreaking work done by experts within ITU Radio Communication Study Group 6 to develop a global HDR TV standard that provides viewers with an enhanced visual experience. The standard enables the reproduction of a wider and more accurate range of colors, resulting in more vibrant and true-to-life colors and video images. This is the third Emmy Award received by ITU Radio Communication Study Groups, and the sixth for the ITU overall. Congratulations to our ITU colleagues. Now, from HDR TV to G20.
The G20 Standards Dialogue was held early this month in New Delhi. Organised by the Bureau of Indian Standards and supported by the Indian government, the event was delivered as part of India's G20 presidency. Founded in 1999, the G20 is a forum for international economic cooperation. It plays an important role in shaping and strengthening global architecture and governance on all major international economic issues. The G20 Standards Dialogue brought together G20 member countries, IEC, ISO and the ITU, and other stakeholders from around the world, including BSI. The idea was to explore how sustainability can be addressed through inclusive standardisation and good regulatory practice. And finally, new ISO committees.
Yes, ISO has announced the creation of new technical committees on a range of important topics, the result of ISO members identifying global needs. The technical committees are the key bodies that drive standardization and comprise experts from the national committees. So, we now have TC344 on innovative logistics, TC345 on speciality metals and minerals, TC346 on mechanical energy storage technology, and TC348 on sustainable raw materials. If you're interested in any of these topics and wish to contribute to the development of international standards, then contact your national standards buddy.
TC1, Cindy?
Not sure.
Well, that deals with screw threads and was created way back in 1947.
Ah, good. One for the mental toolbox there.
Very good. Now, I've got some favourites here.
Go on, let's hear.
TC96, that's cranes. Just everything to do with cranes.
Okay.
TC87, do you know what that is?
Nope. What is
cork,
it?
Cork. Cork. Everything to do with cork.
Okay.
Another one here, you probably realise why this is one of my favourite. TC149, everything to do with cycles.
Of course.
But here's one for you, TC54. Its scope is the standardisation of methods of analysis and specifications for essential oils, which has so far developed 136 international standards.
Well, you probably think that I'm kind of incensed. I didn't know about it, but I do. I actually have a little bit of a history with TC54. When I worked for UNIDO, my first project was on TC54 related to essential oils.
Very good. I was going to say, let me diffuse the situation and wrap things up, but I don't need to.
Not at all.
Well, thank you, Cindy Parakill.
Thank you, Matthew Childs.
For November 2023, that's the Standards Desk of News. But actually, there's a bit of finally news. Check out the first episode of The Standard Show Latino America. All that you've come to expect from The Standard Show, but with a special Latin American focus and flavour. In Spanish, and in your podcast feed now. Gracias.
You have been listening to The Standard Desk of News from The Standard Show. Subscribe to The Standard Show now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.